Today in our erotic and idolatrous culture, how do men avoid its deceptions and traps to live out fully and powerfully God's purpose for our lives? A strategy liberating many men is accountability friendships. Here now is a demonstration of how that works. Three guys who enjoy being with and having fun with one another, getting real and authentic. By the way, all that's brought up here were actual things discussed and prayed about among these three friends. The only improvisation was, for the sake of brevity, that we purposely kept this demonstration to about 15 minutes, much shorter than the hour we normally take.
Well, I think I'm going to start my own church. Gary's Discount Church.
Go for it. You're the man.
Yeah, 5% tithes.
5%. Hey, you're going to get a big church, yeah. Man. It's going to be mega church.
And you can sin all you want. Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Good. Hey, stands here. Let's pray. Let's get started here. Yeah.
Okay.
Father, we just thank you, Father, that you're faithful. Lord, and we just ask you to come in this time of our fellowship. Lord, you said wherever two or three are gathered, you're there. And Lord, we ask you just to come and change us, Lord, and help us to be the men you want us to be to our families and our community. And Lord, we ask you for wisdom. Father, you said if we ask that you'd help us to have that wisdom. And Lord, we ask you to do that in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Good to see y'all. Well, so what kind of week has it been for you?
Oh, it's been exciting, man. It's been some nice weather. Real keeping you fat in them sugar cookies?
Yeah, Splenda cookies.
Splenda cookies.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn this thing off.
Look good. Good start.
Hey, guys. This is the week Karen is going to be out of town for a couple of weeks. She's going down to be with her daughter. We just have a new grandchild, but she's going to go be with her for a couple of weeks. And so I just really wish you'd pray for me because two things. In all our years of being married, we've never been apart for more than just a couple of days, and I'm going to really miss her, number one. And number two, where we've moved now, where we rent now, we also have cable and all kind of things we just haven't had before. I mean, we've barely had TV before. And I've discovered in very quickly, you wouldn't believe what's on cable TV.
Especially at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Well, or for that matter, 10 a.m. in the morning, 10 a.m. in the afternoon or in the evening. But I just want you to pray for me because I don't want to get, you know, just wrapped up in a bunch of temptation or you know, just... I just need y'all's help. I want to lift me up in prayer and think about me, and I'd appreciate that.
And I tell you what, Stan, I'm serious about this too. You know, that's a tough situation, being away from your wife, particularly if you're not used to it. And you know, if you get to a situation late one night, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, be better around for me around 9 or 10 o'clock at night. But you know, I mean, call me.
Well, I will.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, call me too. Yeah.
Well, and the
call
other thing,
him first.
If you can, if it really is on your heart, if you feel led, or if you just want to, you know, hold me accountable, call me and say, "Gee, it's 10:30. Why are you up? And what are you doing?" And because I do. I don't want this to be a place to fall. And I'd appreciate that. Appreciate that help.
Yeah. I'm praying for you.
Definitely.
So how are you? How are you doing, Jim?
Well, I'll tell you the thing that I'd like you guys to really pray for me this week. Just really struggling with some anger. You know, we've been studying a little bit about anger from the anger workbook. And I'll tell you what, it's just really revealing some stuff. Just dealing with anger in the family. You know, trying to hold up some standards at the home. And I think the wife and I are in agreement. All of a sudden, things break down.
You guys could be on a lot on your plate right now.
And, you know, things break apart with the kids or something. And... instead of it's me, I can point to everybody else, but really the problem is me with anger because I begin to break into anger, reacting instead of really responding. And you know, one of the quotes out of here is just so convicting. It says, "I can handle the fact that many people, even my closest family members, will differ from me in preference and opinion." And you know, I just seem to get legalistic sometimes, you know. And so just pray that I can really know how to deal with this anger and frustration, and really be able to walk in the peace of God.
Yeah, that's what we're praying for, just peace in your family and peace in your heart, basically, just to, to deal with that and to react to things in a godly way.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, I think you and I, over the last year or two, God's given us some progress in that area, because both of us have been dealing with that,
right,
you know, with our family. So, you know, last week we were talking about your business and getting more focused in the organization part of it, and just wondered you want to talk. You said bring it up.
You said to ask.
I've been working on the mountain, but it's still there. You know.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Organization. That's my weakness. You know. I appreciate you guys continuing to ask me, but haven't made much ground this last week. Really haven't.
I tell you what, you're in sales, and I find that most sales personality types are not, you know, just because of that type of personality that they really have to make a lot of extra effort to be organized.
I do. It's like, you know, why take the time to file this piece of paper away? I've got a prospect I need to go see.
That's exactly right. Well, Gary, how about you? How can we pray for you? What's happening with you this week?
Well, you know, I'm going to be going into the home office, and I'm going to be meeting with the president of our company. And I only see this guy, you know, maybe twice a year. And so I just want to pray that I'll be bold in bringing up something that I think is going to be really good for the company. And I won't go into great detail just because of the lack of, you know, we've only got an hour here, but it's going to, if he accepts my suggestion or thinks about it, and I've already warmed him up a little bit a few months ago, it'd be a major thing for him to do. And, you know, and it's kind of, and frankly, it's pretty intimidating because he has a very successful company and already, so it's kind of like, well, what's, you know, what do you want to do this thing for? And we've never been down this road before. And so, you know, I just want to pray for wisdom and for boldness. And I mean, he's a guy who practices the golden rule. You know, who has the gold makes the
makes
rules.
The rules.
That's right. Well, I tell you what, I want to encourage you, man, because, you know, I really believe God's placed a favor on your life. You've seen such a spirit of a gift of management, and I, you know, seen this in the past when you've got a direction or something to share. You know, I know God's giving you the wisdom. You know, I just want to encourage you to be bold, you know, and really stand up, you know, to what you have to say, because I think the Lord's going to really give you some favor at work, and we'll be praying for that. Sure will.
Yeah. I hope so.
Be confident.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, I've been praying about it now for some months, so you know, I'm definitely going to address the issue.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
On
that organization, pray for me too, because I'm trying to, you know, weigh what things to do and where to put my time and weigh between home and business. And there's a Christian conference coming into town, an outreach that I believe is going to have a big impact on this city. And
I've heard about that. That's really going to happen, though, isn't it?
It's going to happen. And, you know, I'm just really, you know, praying, God, how much time should I really give to this? And also just seeing it be successful. You know, it's just a real stretch of faith. So appreciate y'all's support and prayer in that.
Yeah, tell you what, you know, Jim, you've been so faithful in the last half dozen years about, you know, about prayer. I mean, you have been one whale of a prayer warrior. And I think God's hearing those prayers, and that and we can really anticipate something really, really good. And and I know it's been difficult for you because you've had trouble getting people to gather with you to pray, you know. And at times it's been frustrating, but buddy, you have held steady. So
well, it's coming to pass.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all's support during this time and pray for it.
I've got something that I want you to pray for me about. I had a call just out of left field this week from a guy that I kind of came alongside. Somebody knew a new Christian last year, and I hadn't heard from this guy and I don't know, half a dozen months or something. And just out of the clear blue, he calls me, and he knows a guy who was just saved last week and baptized. And he says he's got some questions he wants to talk about, and he's really got a heart for the Lord. So he's asked me to get together with him. And so we've set this Saturday lunch. I'm going to have lunch with this guy named William. And I have, you know, I've never met him. No, I don't even know his last name.
Oh.
So if you would, you know, I just need to pray for discernment, and that I might, you know, that God might use me in that situation. I really think it's of the Lord. You know, obviously somebody calls you up like that, yeah, and you know, you can just kind of sense it. But, you know, I really don't, you know, I'm going in. I like to kind of be prepared in situations, and this is one time, you know, I've just got to pray for the Lord to give me the thoughts and the words and encouragement for this man.
Give him an open heart, too.
Yeah.
Right. You've done lots of discipleship, I think this will. I mean, the basics are the basics, so.
Yeah.
Another place to start. Well, hey, guys, we're about out of our hour here. Lunch is about over, so I got to get back to it. So let's go ahead and pray then, okay? Yeah. Father, we just thank you, and we pray for